CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning, darling. Boy, are you all up and dressed?
Oh, yes, I'm looking for my purse.
Oh, golly, look at the view from this apartment, would you? You know, we really have been lucky in the places we've stayed in Europe. There's been a nice view from the window of almost every hotel. You realize that?
Mm-hmm.
And now this. You know, this is really a magnificent view of Rome. Look how beautiful that sun is, shining on the dome of St. Peter's.
There is my purse.
Oh, you're not even looking.
Look, I have seen the view of Rome. In fact, that's all I've seen of Rome. 2 days we've been here. If I'd known you subletted this apartment from your agency friend that Aunt Effie and I were going to spend all our time cleaning the apartment and shopping for groceries all day long.
Well, you've certainly finished cleaning it now. I hope you two have spent the weekend in a flurry of mops and pails and soap suds.
You know, what kind of a family your friend's wife comes from, I do not know. But to have a lovely apartment like this and let it get in this condition, I mean, what's just as Aunt Effie said? We didn't even want to eat off the dishes until we'd washed them all. And I don't think that Mrs. Watson has changed her shelf paper in the kitchen since they moved in, whenever that was. It looked like 10 years ago.
Oh, no, honey.
Really, I think it's a disgrace for an American to come to Italy and be so slovenly. And then to sublet it. In that condition, I mean...
Well, she's pretty young, and remember, Mr. Watson warned us his wife was no housekeeper.
Oh, well, I don't believe him. While he was warning us about things, he might have warned us there was no refrigerator.
Apparently, it's not customary to have a refrigerator in Italy, darling.
Yes, I know, but I'm spending all my time shopping for food. Can't buy anything in advance. It'll spoil it. I've got to run out and buy bread and milk and fruit for breakfast.
Oh, well, get me some grapes, too, will you? Some peaches, if you see any.
I know I shouldn't be complaining. It gives Aunt Effie and Betsy and me a chance to stay on with you in Rome. I'm not even seeing Rome. Nothing but the food stores. And they don't speak English, and I don't speak Italian. I spend
Look,
all day long.
You want me to put you on a plane and you go on home?
No. As Aunt Effie says, it's an experience. So I shall now adventure out and try to get you some nice peaches for breakfast.
And grapes. And grapes.
We are the vocal parents of the local PTA. We gather here because we fear the danger from today. The younger generation of a growing population will look to us for leadership, to look at us and say, we have no alma mater. With or without Willie Pooh, we have no alma mater. Because we have no school.
Our children are growing faster than our schools. And 10 years from today, conditions may become desperate unless we do something about it now. If you'd like to do something constructive about it now, write to Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16, New York.
We can have the schools we need 10 years from today.
Desidera uva, signora?
Yes, si. Just a minute. Let me pick out the peaches I want.
Ci sono delle pesche bellissime oggi, signora.
Yes, well, these don't look very nice.
Oh, questo qui è buono, signora. Buonissimo.
No, I don't want that one. Too many brown spots. In fact, it looks spoiled already. No, I don't think
so. Ma cosa mi dice? Queste pesche sono magnifiche. Cotte proprio stamane.
Yes, well, that doesn't look like a good one. No, I don't
think so. Un'altra volta, Antonio, voglio vendere frutta non buona,
Cosa vuole da ti parla, quei gamberi che mi hai venduto ieri, freschi, altro più freschi, tutta la mia famiglia sarà mala, tutta la notte.
Look, I think I'll take the grapes, never mind the pizza.
Signora, qui tutta la frutta è buona. Sia tranquilla, signora. Prenda le pezze.
Yeah, well, I really don't think they look, the pizzas look very good, do we?
Non abbia paura, signora. Qui si vede solamente frutta buona.
All right. How much do I owe you for the grapes and the two pizzas?
950 lire.
Oh, 950 lire.
Oh, e tu, Giovanni? Oh, e tu, Giovanni, fai i fatti tuoi. Con quei prezzi tu sei già milionario.
Look, I don't know how much you said it was, but here's 1,000 lire, and you'll just have to give me change. I don't know.
Sì, signora. Ecco la frutta, signora. Siamo sempre al suo servizio. Arrivederla presto, signora.
Yes, well, grazie. And I know she cheated me.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at the peaches. They aren't any good, but she forced them on me. And the man in the meat store kept yelling at her, and she yelled back at him. I don't know what they said. I have a feeling it was about me.
I wish we could have some toast.
Well, there's none toaster, dear, and it wouldn't do any good if there were one here. Italian bread doesn't come twice the way ours does back home.
Gee, I wish we at least had some butter.
Well, I haven't found a store that sells any butter, darling. Apparently, they don't use butter in Italy all the time the way we do.
Well, with no refrigerators, I guess you can't keep it too well.
My milk is warm.
Now, I don't want to hear any more complaints. Mother is doing her best to keep the bottle of milk cool in a pan of water, dear.
Well, the stove has gone out.
What do you mean it's gone out?
I had a fire on under the coffee pot, and it's gone out, and I can't light it again.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That stove runs on some kind of bottled gas. Maybe it's run out.
Well, that's fine, Aunt Effie. Now spend the day trying to buy a bottle of bottled gas.
No. If it needs it, I'll get it for you. Don't worry. Now, cheer up. You don't spoil your whole trip to Rome.
Well, it does depress me a little bit when I think of all the wonderful things to see in Rome. St. Peter's, the Vatican Museum, the Colosseum, the Roman Forum.
Darling, we'll see all those things somehow. Now, don't worry. I won't be tied up on business all the time, and you surely won't be tied up shopping for food all the time.
Well, looks that way at the moment, doesn't it?
Does he have something besides spaghetti for dinner?
Darling, Mommy can't talk to the meat man. They don't have the same cuts of meat that we do. I don't recognize any of them. I don't know what to even try and ask for. I can't even point to anything. Nothing looks familiar.
What I don't like is the way you have to go to separate stores for everything. You can't get the bread where you get the milk. You can't get the fruit where you get the vegetables. Honestly, you have to run around to a dozen places.
I got to get to the office. I'm sorry to stop letting this apartment. It's causing so much turmoil. I thought it was a good solution to keeping you all here since your European trip treasury was somewhat depleted. Now, look, if you want to fly home...
No. I'm not defeated yet, and I know Aunt Effie doesn't want to leave. Mr. Whittaker will be in Rome in a day or so. No, we have just begun to fight, you might say, dear.
Well, okay, I'll see you tonight. And as Betsy suggested, let's have something besides spaghetti, huh? You can at least point to some oysters or shrimp or something. How about it? Goodbye. Go see you tonight.
Goodbye, dear.
You know, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. At home, you go into a store, you see what you want, there's a price on it, you pay it, and that's done.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, everybody seems to get into such awful quarrels here.
I know. When I was buying bread this morning, there was a woman at the vegetable stand arguing with a woman who had it, and I thought they were going to kill each other over some cauliflower. And they wound up laughing.
I know. That's what I don't understand.
I don't either. You know, I think that we should put up more of a fight when we go shopping. You know, they expect it, and I think they'll have more respect for us somehow, you know?
How can you put up a fight when you don't speak the language?
Well, we've got an Italian English dictionary. We've got a phrase book of common usage sentences. And we can call the embassy if necessary and get some really good arguments. You know, like, it costs too much. You know, I don't want that piece of meat. There's too much bone, you know, something like that.
I think we should let them know that just because we're Americans and can't speak the language, they don't need to think they can put anything over on us.
No. What should we try to get for dinner?
Why don't we have hot dogs?
Oh, darling, they don't sell frankfurters, isn't it like that?
Well, I don't want any shrimp. You never know whether they're fresh or not.
Why don't we have a steak?
Oh, Daddy would love that. When I was in the meat store, I didn't see any steak. I noticed the man had a side of beef just hanging up, and some woman seemed to be telling him what she wanted off it and how she wanted it cut.
Fine. We'll just march in there this afternoon and order a steak cut off the side of beef. and you'll see that he cuts it right.
Yes. Well, let's get breakfast dishes done, and then we'll spend the day, Aunt Effie, mm-hmm. doing some homework, huh?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, back in 1946, a disc jockey doing a morning record show for a local Boston radio station got acquainted with the announcer who came on the show at regular intervals to report the news. Well, one day, the two men got to talking casually on the air, with results far from casual. The radio station gave them a show of their own. Well, since then, the two men have become nationally famous as a zany, whimsical comedy team. They're Bob and Ray, of course, whose special brand of comedy you hear every night, Monday through Friday, on CBS Radio. Bob and Ray are only part of CBS Radio's easy evening sound. George Burns and Gracie Allen bring America their memorable vaudeville routines. Andy Griffith is here, too, complete with one North Carolina drawl and many dry observations on the foibles of mankind. Completing this star roster are two longtime favorites, Amos and Andy. Tune them all in every weeknight on CBS Radio.
Betsy?
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Oh, for the love of Mike, what's going on? I got home for dinner and nobody was there, so I came on over here to the market.
Mommy and Aunt Effie are getting a steak for dinner.
Steak? They don't have steaks the way we do in America.
Well, I don't know. Mommy and Aunt Effie are telling him what to do. Come on, Daddy, come on in the meat store.
No, you're not cutting it right. Cut it the other way. Taglia così.
Ma è impossibile, no. Signora. Nessuna taglia carne così.
No, slice it that way. Let me show you. Così. Così.
No. Cosa c'è da male con questo taglio? Questo è bello. Prendi questo.
No. That's too much bone. C'è troppo osso.
Yes, troppo osso.
Ma cosa mi dice troppo osso?
So much bone. Oh, hi, dear.
Love, Mike. What is going on?
We're getting steak for dinner.
No. Non la voglio. Troppo osso. Troppo osso.
What are you saying?
Too much bone. Look at that. It's all bone and gristle. Now, we don't want it that way.
Look, I would rather have anything than all this commotion.
Giovanni, non sa più tagliare le canne, eh? Ci vuole un'americana da direzione.
No. I don't want that. I want it cut this way. Troppo osso. I want a thick steak on the thick.
Look, I would rather not have a steak than all this embarrassing commotion.
No, just don't pay attention to him. Just my husband. Mio marito.
Oh, il marito.
Now, don't worry about it, darling. Don't interfere. We're all having fun.
Fun?
Yes, we're having a marvelous time, aren't we, Aunt Effie? Go away now, dear. I've learned how to market in Italy. Go away now. You don't need to think you can give me that. Just troppo osso.
Honey, please.
Ma che dice troppo osso? Ma sono pazzi questi americani. Sono pazzi.
They're having fun?
Leave her alone. She's doing just fine.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Michelle Clinton, and Rock Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart.